Yeah, I too, I started my university teaching sort of thing at Kyushu Women's University. And I remember you were sort of like one of the people that I kind of considered my senpai, people have been doing this for a lot longer.
A lot longer, probably like 6 months longer than you.
Hey, that still counts because I didn't know what to do and I was so confused. Anyway, it was good to know you. I did remember you then. But life has changed a lot in these 20 years, eh?
Yes.
How do you like it? I mean, like the 20 years living in Japan, was that ever a plan for you?
No, I mean, my initial plan was I came over on a working holiday visa. And so it was just sort of to travel around, maybe pick up a job or two and, you know, stick around for a while. And then so I found a job at a juku first.
A cram school, yeah.
And so I was there for about 3 years. 3 years, yeah. And then one thing led on to
In
another.
Fukuoka, so this is
No,
all
here in Kitakyushu.
in Kitakyushu.
Yeah, in Kitakyushu. So actually not far from Kyushu Women's University.
So this your whole Japan thing has always been Kitakyushu.
Always Kitakyushu. Actually, I first came to Fukuoka, but I arrived in perfect timing, Obon. So nice and hot. I walked off the plane and cursed myself for choosing where the hell am I now?
There's that whoosh of humid air, right? Oh man, oh man.
So, but then I was in Fukuoka for a couple of weeks, and then through connections, family connections, I knew there was a woman in Kitakyushu who had invited me 1 year in Japan, come by, do a homestay. So I went and did the homestay, and then while I was doing the homestay, I got wind of a job in at the cram school, and one thing led to another, and
So
20
it
years
was
later.
the fact that work was so convenient and work was so good that sort of prompted you over time to just keep staying one more year
Yeah,
kind
well,
of thing.
I was, yeah, it was basically 1 year contracts to begin with, and I enjoyed the work. I was having a good time, and yeah, and then when I got married, then
That seals the deal,
that
doesn't
sort of
it?
sealed the deal. Especially since my wife didn't speak any English, so
Really?
yeah,
Didn't
it
speak
was
any English?
the typical, you know, what's your name? Ha
But that's a good thing. It
Yes,
gave you a
yes.
chance to, well, does she speak English now?
Yeah, now she does.
So you've been teaching her English.
After we got married, she went to Canada for 3 months and studied at the language school. So she lived with my parents for 6 weeks
Without you.
without me
Oh, nice.
until I got there after work was finished. And so she was studying, she took an intensive program at McGill. And yeah, so daytime all day studying English,
Holy cow.
and then come home and have to speak English
Obviously, she
with
was
my
madly in
folks.
love with you, wanting to study English that hard, right? But you didn't, when you first met her, she didn't speak English.
No.
That, if I you don't want to be too intimate or anything, that must have been kind of difficult to communicate, no?
Yeah, well, when we first, I mean, I met her a year after I got to Japan, so I mean, I spoke broken Japanese, but we were able to communicate on a basic level, and it was sort of a kind of incentive to improve the
Yeah.
language.
Well,
So,
obviously you hit it off.
So,